Hey, good erev Yontif to everyone, and Chag Kosher v'Sameach. I know it's a tough time, but this will be the last, I guess, formal drasha, words of inspiration before we begin the next 3 days of Yontif. So I figured I'd try to infuse a little bit of something. And it's going to be a very strange Yontif for everyone and for different reasons. We're all going to be alone in some way or another, some more than others. And this coming Shabbos, we're going to be reading a special Megillah, and although it won't be in the shul, and there won't be a requirement, but Shir HaShirim is supposed to be read this coming Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And Shir HaShirim is the most beautiful song that we have. It's a love song between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, all of Pesach is one long song. The night of the Seder, the Pasuk, refers to it as a Leil Hashir Yiyel Lachem Kelel Hiskadesh, Chag. That the night we sing songs, the Gemara says in the Pasuk Yeshaya, is the night when we're singing Hallel, Leil Seder, tonight. When we're supposed to be eating the Karban Pesach and singing Hallel over the Karban Pesach, that, says the Gemara, is Hashir Yiyel Lachem Kelel Hiskadesh, Chag. The night of the song. And the very last day of Yontif, Shvi Shel Pesach, is a celebration of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira Bayam, the Az Yashir. So there's a song in the beginning, and there's a song at the end, and then there's a song in the middle of Shir HaShir. The Talmud of the Gra, the Pas Shulchan, has a Sefer. And in the Akdama to the Sefer, he describes how the Gra knew all the different Chachmas of the world. All the various wisdoms of the world. And the one wisdom he didn't know was refuah. He didn't know medicine, because the father of the Gra made a gezeira that his son should not learn medicine, because he was concerned he'd be the best doctor in the world. And he'd be too busy saving the people of the world and not learning and teaching like he should. So with the exception of refuah, the Gra knew every single chachma of the world. And he writes that the two, other than the Torah, the two highest levels of Chachma that exist in the world are mathematics and music. These are the underpinnings, he writes, to the entire world, to the deepest, steepest secrets of the Torah. He says the Shiros HaLevim, the song of the Levim, could bring a person to death because of the sweetness, and it could bring a person to life. It could resurrect the dead. So the Shira is so powerful. It's so incredibly deep. So this year we're going to be singing our own songs. You know, some people may not know the right tunes because they don't have the family members they're normally with. There might be some grandparents who don't have the children and grandchildren to sing the songs. So we're all going to sing different types of songs, maybe off-key, some on-key, some with complex pieces, some just made up songs because we don't know how to get through. Some with harmony, some without harmony. But each family, each house is going to have the unique song that's going to be very, very special, very, very intimate to whoever's there. And it's all going to create one beautiful symphony, orchestra, of the entire world. So all the Jews throughout the world will be singing a different song, but it's all going to be on key. In the Hakdama to the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes in Choshen Mishpat, that why is Torah compared to a song? Because in Torah, there are so many different positions. There are so many different opinions. Chayiv, Mutter, Aser, Tomei, Tahor. And it's all one beautiful song. Just like if you have just one person singing and you have one person playing a guitar, it's nice, it's pretty. But when you have a band, when there's a symphony of strings, a symphony of brass, percussion, vocals, that is the most beautiful orchestra you could imagine. And although we won't be able to hear each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to hear each one of our songs, our melodies, our instruments. And it's going to be the most beautiful song in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be a story, a song that we're going to share with our children, our grandchildren, the time that we were stuck inside Pesach night. It's going to be a special song we're going to pass on. It's going to be a special story. I'm sure you all saw, or perhaps in your own family, there were weddings and bar mitzvahs the past few weeks that didn't have bands. They didn't have songs. There were just 10 people at a wedding and people looking out the window from their cars to just see the wedding. There was no fancy orchestra. There were no singers. It was just the family, the few people able to sing, celebrate the bar mitzvah. And yes, it's easy for me to say because I didn't have this. But those who did have this experience, some were saddened by it, of course, with good reason, but some felt like it was a very special, intimate opportunity. These small weddings, these small bar mitzvahs, just to celebrate with the family. Not what they hoped for, not ideal, but there is something special that they're going to tell this song and this story to the next generation, how they celebrated their bar mitzvah, their bas mitzvah, their weddings. So the power of Shira is so powerful that Rav Chaim Vital, the great Talmud Muvok of the Arizal, explains that you know why a song is so powerful? You know why a song is so inspirational? Because when the neshama hears a song of Kedusha, a song of Tara, the neshama is reminded of the singing that takes place up in Shemayim. All day long, the Malachim are singing Shira. And our neshamas are stuck down in this world. But when there's music, the music of the Malachim, the neshama is inspired. The neshama is energized. There's this fuse of spirituality. The neshama wants to become greater. All of us, the first week, the second week, it's been a difficult time. But there's hope. And tonight, Leil Seder, we're going to be singing songs that are going to inspire the neshama. It's going to inspire each one of us in our own home. And the Sfarim point out that when it comes to learning Gemara, the Gemara stands for the Rashi Tevos. Gemara is a song. It's arena. Learning Torah is arena. Gemara stands for the Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, the four Malachim that we are surrounded by when we sing the song of Torah. When we sing the song of Hallel, when we sing the song of Karban Pesach, we are being surrounded by Malachim. The Neshama is not only going up, but the Malachim are coming down to join us. We might feel lonely, but we're being surrounded by Malachim. We are being surrounded by the Shekhinah. There's an idea brought down by the Yerushalmi, a hard idea to understand, that those who eat matzah today in Erev Pesach, it's compared to Kibol Arusasa Bebeis Chamav, which means that a person, a man and woman, a chasen and a kala, had been intimate before waiting for the chuppah, before waiting for the sheva brachos. It's like going to be with a husband and wife, kodem the sheva brachos, the Gemara says. Ha ochel matzah kodem zmano, kibol arusasa bebeis chamav, beli sheva brachos, without the sheva brachos. A very strange comparison. But the Rishonim take this Yerushalmi incredibly seriously. And they all figure out the computation of that there are seven brachas that we say before eating matzah tonight. And those are the sheva brachas. But why do we only have this concept by matzah? How come when it comes to lulav or sukkah, we don't say, if you sit in the sukkah before sukkahs, it's like kibolah rusasa. If you shake the lulav, if you read the Megillah before Purim, it's like kibolah rusasa. Why only Leil Seder? Why only Erev Pesach? So says the great Tzaddik Shemin Rosh that there's something unique about Leil Seder. Leil Seder, when you eat the matzah, it's a special yichud. It's a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although your Seder might be quiet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence with all the malachim are going to be there. And when you eat that matzah, it's compared to this intimate relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a yichud and dveikus and keshel shel adam beino lekono b'achias matzah, between you and your Creator. It's a connection. It's she'ein hiskashus acheres. There is no comparable connection than Leil Seder with achilas matzah. It's a dveikus of ava, a powerful love between us and our Creator. That's what eating matzah is like. So tonight, there's going to be a song. There's going to be music without any instrument. It's going to be just you. Maybe you and your wife, you and your husband. Maybe you and your children, whoever's going to be there. But this is going to be a chasana and a chuppah between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being surrounded by malachim that we may not be able to see. We may not be able to hear, but we could feel it if we believe it. Because they're going to be singing the same songs as us. And although we can't hear each other singing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear this beautiful, beautiful orchestra and symphony of Klai Yisrael throughout the world, singing that song of Shir HaShirim, of the Shir HaShirim, which is a love song between man and his creator. There's a story that was shared by a great musical artist, Rav Shlomo Karabach, about looking out the window. Looking out the window stuck inside. And the story goes that there was a young girl whose name was Lisa, and she did not come from a religious house, but she was sent to a religious school because her friends down the block also went to a religious school. And she came home the week before Pesach excited. Lisa was only 5 years old. And she comes home excited. Mommy, mommy, look at thee. Look at the project they made in school. It was this Kos Shel Eliyahu, a beautiful plastic with some type of ceramic glued or however they do this on the outside, colorful. She was so excited. Now, Lisa's family, they did not have Seder. And her mother wasn't really interested and didn't know much about it, but tried to show that she was interested, how beautiful it was. Wow, ooh, wow. And Lisa was very much looking forward to a Seder in her family. She was 5 years old, never had one before. Perhaps she didn't remember when she was four that they had or didn't have one. And the mother couldn't disappoint her. But Lisa's father was very, very anti-religious. Very upset that she went even to a religious school. But somehow Lisa's mother convinced him to have some short, small Seder. He agreed very begrudgingly. And they went through the motions, and Lisa did the manishtana, and he pretended to be somewhat interested. And it was one coast and another coast, and he was really had it. There was some singing. He said, it's time. I need to go to sleep. This meal's enough. I'm going to bed now. And Lisa said, but what about Kos Shel Eliyahu? What about Kos Shel Eliyahu? I made this project. We need to wait to the end for opening up the door for Kos Shel Eliyahu. And at that point, her father lost his cool. And he said, that's it, I had enough of this. And he takes a Kos Shel Eliyahu and throws it onto the floor and marches up to his room. And Lisa was broken, this five-year-old girl. And so her father is in bed and he's tossing and turning all night. He felt so guilty what he did, but he's so anti-religious. And he couldn't go to sleep. 1 o'clock in the morning, he goes to check on Lisa. And Lisa's not in her room. Lisa's not in her bed. And he goes downstairs and he sees that, you know, Lisa is looking out the window, her face pressed against the window, stuck inside. And there are tears dripping down her face, down her cheeks. And her father comes over to Lisa and says, Lisa, what's wrong? Why are you still up? And she points out the window. And she just points and she doesn't say a thing. And her father says, what are you looking at? Why don't you go back to sleep? And Lisa says, Daddy, don't you see him? He's waiting right by the door for us to open up for him. And he's like, well, Lisa, what are you talking about? Who's outside? And she says, Eliyahu Hanavi, he's waiting outside for us to open the door. And that's you and I. We're all stuck inside, behind this window, behind the doors. And we could see Eliyahu Hanavi knocking on our doors, Mashiach knocking on our doors, or Kadosh Baruch Hu knocking on our doors with all the malachim. And although we're stuck inside, if we really, really believe it, we could sing that song as lonely as we might feel. We sing the song of love, the song of Shir HaShirim. The malachim are coming to join us at the Seder. The Shechina is coming to join us at the Seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to join us at this chasana. At this wedding that's going to be so small yet so intimate, with all the songs throughout the world. We should be zocheh that this year when we open that door, Elio is going to be waiting at each of our homes to usher in the Mashiach, to bring about the Geula, to bring an end to this Eis Tzara, to bring an end to this isolation, and we should all be reunited together in Yerushalayim, eating the Karban Pesach, singing the Hallel while eating the Karban Pesach, and celebrating the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the arrival of Mashiach with the Geula Shleima Ba'amitas. We shall be zocha to have a beautiful yontif with our families who are ever there, a healthy and safe yontif, a chag kasher v'sameach. Call to great seeing everyone.